level. Only a master of evil, God.
Did you ever hear the tragedy of
Patsy? Half of the past of the sheep.
Why did you say that name?
It's his mother's name.
See this biscotti cookie?
Ah, see, now you know I know Krav Maga, right?
Fine. I'll do it myself.
Do it.
Welcome back, ladies and gents, to another episode of Half Past Sheev.
Welcome.
It's your boys, Mike and Frank.
Frank and Mike.
Here for another week with some jam-packed shit.
Oh, yeah.
But we got a special one for you guys.
Special guest, guys.
Officially our second guest on the Half Past Sheev podcast. I want to welcome on our dear friend that we've known for so long. Everybody, welcome on Eugene H. Kennedy VIII. Welcome on, man. How you feeling, buddy?
How you feeling?
Eugene!
He's not breathing!
He's not breathing! Assess the scene!
The scene is safe!
Sir? Eugene, can you hear me? Can you hear me? You, in the plaid shirt. Call 911 and get an AED.
I don't have a plaid shirt.
I'm gonna begin compressions. Eugene, stay with me. You're not an eighth for a reason. Eugene! Mike. I think we forgot Eugene is a CPR doll.
Oh.
Let me just put him back. Eugene's fine.
He's fine. Everybody, he's good.
He's okay.
You can rest easy.
He's a CPR doll, but he is very much alive.
Yes.
I would say.
He's kind of fragile, but, you know, overall, he's well built.
I may have just ruined him. He does look pretty damaged.
Yeah,
but
his sternum looks a little
fucked. I think he'll
do
the job when I have to get my assessment, but Eugene... Sure. Eugene's a staple of this podcast now, so just be ready. Eugene H. Kennedy VIII.
He's a beautiful man. You should totally leave him dressed up like this for your CPR lesson.
I should. I should definitely print out, like, a bikini top for him.
Oh, perfect.
But how you doing? Besides the fact that I'm having an adrenaline rush right now.
I know. I was going to say, I'm, like, trying to calm down, him, you know, trying to fucking...
Good thing we got some Suntory whiskey going.
Is that
going
to calm us down or heat us up? Mm. Ooh, it's getting a little toasty in here.
It's getting a little heated in here. It's getting hot in here.
So take off all your clothes.
Looking at you, Eugene.
He's already shirtless. One day you guys will see Eugene and appreciate
even better.
Oh.
Fuck, man. How you doing?
It's been all right. I told you a little bit earlier because I just learned the news today. My work's getting even more fucked than the last time I talked to you about it. Now we're opening up and staying an hour later. And there's still nobody to come in and help.
Great!
I know. I'm just like, ooh, wonderful. I'm working even more. Great.
Oh, my God. Yeah. That's fucking awful. 9 hours every day?
Yeah, or more, depending on what's going on. Because he's been scheduling me an hour early as well. So I might be doing some 10-hour shifts.
Oh, my God.
That's pretty
fucked. They have to give you a lunch.
I didn't get a lunch. I've been getting a lunch recently, at least.
Half an hour and an hour?
Half an hour. I don't think it gets to an hour until you get to, like, 12 hours or some shit like that. So it's a little fucked there. But overall, besides that, it's been a great week. We've been getting our graphic novels on.
We have. We have been... If you listened to the last episode, if you haven't, definitely go click on that bitch.
Please.
Wherever the fuck you listen. We've been diving into the world of eBay and online. I mean, not really online, but just buying some graphic novels to keep reading some dank stories.
Dank comic book stories that I have never read a day in my life.
Yeah, so Mike's jumping in. I've been in the game for quite a while.
I'm in too deep. Yeah, Frank's been in the game for fucking years, and I'm just like, should I buy one? I've ordered like 8.
Yeah.
So... Fuck.
Tell them what you got.
I think I remembered. So, first of all...
If you want to look it up, I could trust
you. No, I think I got it.
Trust me, I have many material.
I just know that eBay shipping is pretty fucked. That's all I know, okay?
Well, yeah, when they do the USPS, it's fucked.
Which is all of them. I'm like, what the fuck? Okay, it's not... The biggest thing that bothers me, so I ordered the Iron Fist one that I told you about. The Iron Fist Complete... Immortal Iron Fist Complete Collection.
Amazing.
Which is kind of funny because it's not technically the complete collection because I actually have a volume 2. So, like, what the fuck's that about?
Yeah, sometimes they do that.
Anyways, I ordered that, which I've heard is mind-blowingly good. I don't know if it's that good, but Iron Fist is a really cool character. In the show, I don't mind the show. A lot of people don't like it for some reason, but I like it so far. But I'm ordering that. Oh, fuck, I should look on the eBay, and now I'm outbid for the Daredevil. Fuck!
By how much?
I don't know. I didn't look yet.
Let's see it. Look, we're going to get some live...
$8.50.
It's up to $8.50?
$8.50.
How much shipping?
$4.
Okay, so what you're going to do...
I can do this.
...is you're going to wait till tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
You're going to get the 5-minute notification. You're going to put a timer on for 4 minutes and 30 seconds. You're going to go on with 30 seconds left on the bid. You're going to wait till you got 10 seconds left. You're going to slap that fucking bid. You're going to say your max bid is $800.
Oh.
We're not losing. Not while Eugene's around.
What if I don't want to spend? Like, what if somebody actually bids up to, like, $60?
We'll just use sponsorship money. Don't worry.
Oh. Those are for chips, Frank. This is not right. Don't even think. That's heresy. Eugene, cover your ears. But anyways. But
yeah, that's fucked. Definitely, I would if I were you, I would wait until... How long is left?
14 hours left, so by the time...
Will you be off of work by the time?
No, I don't know. I'll be in the middle of work, but I should still... As long as... Because 12 hours from now, I'll still like be at work, but like there's no appointments, so technically
I'm going to log into your eBay on my phone so I can win this bid for you?
I'm just going to pay for an eBay bot really quick and be one of those guys. Mm. No, I'm not. But anyways... Mortal Iron Fist, which is funny because that's the last one I ordered, and it seems like it's going to get here first because...
It do be like that.
Yeah, I guess it just be like that. Got X-Men The Dark Phoenix Saga, which I keep hearing is one of the best ones to read, for Marvel at least. So I'm like,
cool,
fuck it. I got Spider-Man Amazing Origins.
That's the one I hooked
him up with. Yes, you're like, hey, look at this. I'm like...
Great value and a great book. It's one. It's like a good modern origin of him. It's
nice
to have a collection of it.
Is it just like a reimagining of the origin, or is it the same thing, just newer art and stuff?
I'm pretty sure it's just kind of like this is origin. I've never read it myself. Mm-hmm. I've read 2 issues of it, and I own one of the issues. I read one at a comic book store before.
To tantalize my taste buds before I read it.
It looked pretty cool from what I saw.
So. I mean, yeah, from what I've been seeing, because I always kind of look them up and look up the art and stuff, because I don't want one that looks bad.
Yeah.
So, whatever. Anyways, that one seems good. Battle. We're getting them for steals, too. I got that one for $7, basically.
That's the whole thing.
Not bad.
Is it anymore?
Well, plus shipping, sorry. $9 plus shipping, which is still not bad, I don't think.
The whole thing about this is... This might be dumb, but it's the graphic novel game. We're working it right now. Basically, you can get super cheap on... Between eBay and Amazon, you can get just, like, a plethora of graphic novels for, like, if you want to draw... I know this sounds stupid, but, like, $50 if you want to get, like, a collection, read a bunch, and enjoy them.
It's not even $50, stupid. That's not bad.
$50 can get you a ton of books if you do it right. Like, Amazon, if you get any small paperback book, like any New 52 DC one or any form of story that's a short paperback, mm-hmm. usually Amazon's your go-to unless they're super cheap on eBay.
Right.
And you know they're good condition.
Right.
Because getting them new is way better. So
that's true, yeah.
And then you can get like big groups and bundles like I've gotten. It's just got to work the game, son.
Got to get the graphic novel a lot. You taught me that one. Got to put in a lot afterwards.
Yeah, all
right. But anyways, I don't think I said it yet. Inhumans, the complete Marvel Knights TBB trade paperback.
God, you've got so many. Is there more?
And there's one more.
Okay.
So Inhumans, first off, I've never really... looked at anything about them, but I keep hearing this is like one of the best ones as well, so I'm like, fuck it, $10 free shipping, done.
That's a fucking steal.
Done deal. So then also the
free shipping is a steal. I got free shipping on
this, and the last one I also got free shipping on, which is probably why it's gonna take forever to get here, because I think this one says like June 5th or something like that. Wow. So I'm like, this was the first one I ordered, was the Marvels, the remastered edition, which was something seemed really interesting. Everybody was saying is like one of it supposedly won a shit ton of awards and everything, so I'm like, fuck it, I'll buy that one as my first one. Well, my first one turned into like 6 of them, however fucking many I just named. I literally have not read one of them, and I just ordered 6, so
hey,
I'm in pretty deep so far.
Well, I mean, having 6 and then reading them and enjoying them is
exactly, and yeah, you know, realistically, who's gonna read too many texts, too many words on a real book,
dude?
I want to enjoy some art.
Dude, and also, read the story. What's the point in reading one and being like, oh, I want another one, waiting to buy it, when you could get all 6 and just read 6, and then when you're halfway through your first one, you buy 10 more.
Exactly. And then you realize you don't like any of them, and then you just want to burn them all.
Perfect.
That is life.
That's big, ladies and gentlemen. Right there. All
right. You, where's your list? I know you have like fucking 20.
But I mean, besides that, for my week or whatever the fuck we're doing, I've just been chilling.
Yeah, yeah.
Chilling like a villain.
Chilling and getting your CPR, tomorrow. Right?
Yeah. Yeah. So Eugene is part of my CPR certification online since we're stuck here. But yeah, I'm doing that. But hopefully we can go out June 1st and all that.
Are we going to post a picture of Eugene on the Instagram?
Yeah, I can do that for sure. Yeah.
They have to see the masterpiece that is Eugene. The fact that you are using this as an official CPR doll, that I'm surprised that they actually sell it as one. Well,
worth every penny.
Worth it, obviously. Eugene is a masterpiece.
If you couldn't tell by the beginning of this, I am a pro at CPR.
Oh, yeah, obviously.
But
I was already starting to feel like I was actually in the situation. I was laughing not from how funny it was, but how nervous I actually felt.
You're uncomfortable.
Oh, I was uncomfortable.
It's a coping mechanism.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's okay. That was actually, I actually saw one in psychology when I went to psychology in high school, and they showed me like how there was one about like it was some like controversial fucking experiment or whatever it is, whatever you want to call it, about like authority figures, and they're like, okay, give this guy a shock, and he's like, okay, now turn it up and give him a shock, and the guy pretends to like yell like he's actually getting shocked, and then at one point they have him just stop yelling, pretending like he's basically dead and not saying anything anymore after he gets like super high, and they're like, turn it up, do it again, and people would be like sitting there like like nervously laughing, like just laughing like out loud, but they're like fucking nervous as hell because they're like scared, but they like, it's because somebody's like, as seen with authority, is telling them to do it, that they're like, they want, they have like a weird desire to do it. And it was just something about like the human psyche and shit. I know, it's fucking weird, but that's just what reminded me of it. Nervous laughter.
You know they're making a movie, or supposedly, I guess I heard this a while ago, about the Russian sleep experiment.
Yeah, you told me about that. You did tell me about that.
That sounds interesting. I feel like it's a really cool topic that they're going to completely fuck.
Probably. Well, supposedly Bella told me that they made one already, but that like it was like they made it like supernatural or some shit.
Oh my God.
Yeah, they didn't make it like normal, like science-y thing. They were like, oh, Russian sleep. And then they got like super fucking mental abilities or some shit.
If you don't know what we're talking about, go look it up on YouTube, the Russian sleep experiment. It's a really interesting story. Just check it out. It's really spooky. So if you like spooky stuff, don't watch it. But
yeah.
Just to let you know, if you just started listening to this, I want to just list off some few things we're going to talk about before I start going fucking balls out on
with your fucking graphic novels.
Yeah, we're gonna go over as promised, we're doing the top five animated lightsaber duels. Gonna talk a little bit about the Snyder cut.
Oh yeah.
And I'm probably just gonna shoot some shit at the end. So right? Am I missing something?
I think you're missing something that you haven't told me about.
Okay. It'll come.
Okay.
Eugene?
Fuck.
Shut the fuck up.
Calm down, bro. Fuck.
Oh my God. He's
stressing me out!
That fucking sexy face of his is just tempting me this whole fucking time. I want to rip that plastic off. Okay.
Anyways, graphic novels. Anyways.
So yeah, I went overboard, but partially my thing. per usual.
You call it, how far did you realize that you went overboard? Was it after the first 20 or after the first 40?
Not yet.
Not enough. Never enough.
Well, the thing is, the first graphic novel that I got that spawned this entire thing where I'm like, I need to collect all the stories I read as a kid and I loved and then collect everything else because it looked cool and they're cool stories to own and I can just fucking show people.
Understandable.
Them. So the first one I got, you actually got me for my birthday. I don't know why we never even talked about this. Maybe because it was a little after my birthday.
Probably, yeah.
You got me the DC Dark Knight's Metal Deluxe Edition.
Oh, is it a Deluxe Edition?
Yeah,
I totally thought I just fucking bought you something that looked cool. I was like, oh, look at this.
Gorgeous. It has like the foil cover, and it's written by Snyder and Capullo, my boys. Amazing art.
Not Zach. I mean, maybe he's okay.
Yeah, that's later.
For later, but maybe he's redeeming.
The tale for another day.
You mean later?
Talking to you, Eugene.
Eugene has a lot to say about that.
Yeah. But that fucking spawned me off. I'm like, okay, let's get another one. So I looked around, I'm like, what is a story that I want really bad that I don't have? Well, I'm like, there's a story called Batman Eternal. It's basically the guy, Scott Snyder, wrote it with a few other people that I really like. I don't need, no reason to bring them up. They don't know what the fuck they are. Or you don't.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm sure someone does.
You'd talk to me, I'm like, nice. Frank Miller? That's the only name I know.
Yeah, right. It's called Batman Eternal. And it's basically was a weekly series taking place because in the middle of Scott Snyder's run, he did a whole origin story for Batman. So we didn't have a whole bunch of time of current Batman. So like, what the
did
fuck
he, like,
is he doing?
Did he change it or did he just like...
No, it's just more of like a clear origin. Not like an origin, like it was his return to Gotham.
Oh, okay, okay.
So it was a whole story about his return to Gotham and he fought with the Red Hood gang and you see Joker's origin or it's hinted that he's the Joker.
Right.
You never knew his identity, but then the Riddler's a villain, whatever. But there's a whole time period of what's happening between End of Death of the Family and Endgame, two Joker stories, and there's a whole bunch of time in between that. And that's Batman Eternal, which is a weekly series. It's a huge story, and I'm like, I'm going to buy all the graphic novels for that. I look it up, and there's...
I'm going to cut in for a second. So are comics usually monthly, I'm assuming?
Yeah.
I would hate that. Usually. I feel like a fucking comic I could read in like 2 seconds. Not 2 seconds, but still. Like, if I was actually, like, buy it and keep up with one,
it's rough
it'd be
if you
awful.
Really like the story, because especially the beginning ones are just setting up, or if you get... it's rough.
It's like watching a TV show, but, like, you only get one episode a fucking month. That'd be awful.
Yeah, it's rough.
Rick and Morty, I'm looking at you.
It just makes it that much... Yeah, fuck. Ooh.
10 episodes of fucking 5 years.
Oh, my God, I know.
We love you anyways.
I know. The new episode's great.
Yes.
We should totally talk on that.
I'm totally down.
Well, once we watch more.
Probably. Yeah, when you watch. I mean, I've watched a little bit more.
One and a half of the new season.
I think I've watched 2 or 3.
Okay.
So we'll get into it. We're almost there. Oh, yeah.
Batman Eternal. That's what I was talking about.
Yeah, sorry.
Yeah, it's just a lot of graphic novels, and I was like, oh, let me, I'm going to get the 3, and the 3 were, like, more expensive than this one giant collection of them. That was expensive, but I got birthday money from some people, so I just bought that. And then I had, like, an extra $30, and I sold some random comics I had on eBay for $20, so I had $50. So I've gone out and bought a shit ton.
Skipped the whole part where you're just like, randomly one day, you were like, eBay is a wonderful place. I'm like, what? And you're like, I've been selling and buying graphic novels. Yeah. That's at least how I found out. You're like, eBay is wonderful.
It's wonderful. Because I was like, oh my God, I'm fucking copying this shit. It started off with I copped Batman Black Mirror for like $11. I'm like, this is a solid deal. I'm pretty sure it's usually like $16 brand new.
No, okay, $5.
I'm sure you can find it for that price, but I was like, fuck it. It's literally brand new. I got it. It's brand fucking new. And from the same guy, he was selling for $5. The Joker book, drawn by Brian Azzarulo, however you say his name, I'm not sure. I don't remember the writer. I'm not too familiar with this story. I just read it a few days ago. Wonderful.
Fuego.
A wonderful take on the Joker. Got those. I'm like, oh, cool. This is sweet. I'll just look on eBay every now and then. Well, then I came across a graphic novel lot, which is a shit ton of graphic novels. It was bidding from like $15. I ended up winning it. For $20.
You told me the
cents.
Whole tale of that fucking eBay war.
Yeah,
that was going on.
It was a war, and I won it. I did last second bid the fuck out of that pussy. But anyways, it was $20.50, $6 shipping, so like $26. I got In Wrap, Superman Last Son, Batman Year One, Dark Knight Returns, Batman Long Halloween, Batman Earth One, Batman and Superman New 52 Volume 1. I'm not too familiar with these stories, but it's Nightwing when he's in Bloodhaven. So it's Nightwing Volume 2 Rough Justice, drawn by... Chuck Dixon, and then Nightwing, A Night in Bloodhaven, the book. So they came a few days ago, right? And I'm gonna try and fucking cut this down. I'm like telling a whole tale about graphic novels.
I had a lot shorter of a tale because I bought those 6 like within the last 2 days. Let's be honest, yours is like over a fucking like month that this has been going on.
Yeah, it's bad. It's an addiction, but. I knew from the start I'd be reselling Superman Last Son, so I got that. I don't want it. I'm going to resell it.
Okay.
To buy another one or just pay for what I just bought. I wanted to keep Batman Year One, The Dark Knight Returns, Long Halloween, Earth One, and then the 2 Nightwings. I want to sell the Batman Superman because I don't like the art and I don't like the story, so I'm going to sell it.
The art was kind of meh, if that was one that I was looking at.
Yeah, that's what
it was. It was whatever. I looked at it and I was like, it's not my cup of tea.
Yeah, it's written by Jay Lee, or drawn by Jay Lee.
Oh.
No, not Jim Lee.
No, Jay Lee is one that draws Inhumans, so we'll see if I like Inhumans or then.
Partially I just don't enjoy the story that much, and I'd rather just sell it and buy a different one.
Right.
So, they came, and I was highly disappointed, I'm not gonna lie, because a lot of them were in not that good of condition. I guess I should have expected this, honestly. Right. The Batman Year One was in good condition, except it had a dent on, like, the middle of Batman and the front cover that's, like, really obvious. So I was like, this is not going to do. I'm going to resell this right. And then buy a different
one. Wasn't that the one that they, like, packed, like, all of them, like, on top of each other and put, like, some, like, Whole Foods back in the middle? Like, in the
middle. Trader Joe's bag. I was like, what the fuck? But The Dark Knight Returns came out would look terrible, but I took some alcohol and a cotton and a cotton ball and I rubbed across it, cleaned it off to clean the laminate, and it actually looks halfway decent. It's not in the best condition, but that's not my favorite story, so I'll keep it. I'll take it for what I got it for. Got Long Halloween. It looked good at first, but then I noticed there's some weird stickers on the back of it, so I took those off and I went to wipe it off, and then it exposed, like, ripped off lamination or whatever. Oh yeah, you told me about, so there's like black splotches all over it.
Yeah,
weird
splotches. Yeah.
So I was like, no, this is one of my favorite stories.
This
ever.
Won't do.
No, so I'm reselling that one. And what I did was I looked online, and Batman Year One on Amazon. This is what I'm talking about. Amazon. It was fucking $8 brand new. So I'm like, that's a no brainer.
Yeah. And to sell the other one for $8, nobody will know.
Yeah. And then the Long Halloween was $17, which is a little up there.
A little bit
but
more.
But I'm like, I'm going to get it in newer version and brand new.
Right.
So it's worth it. It's my favorite.
Yeah, can I just say the Immortal Iron Fist one that I bought was like, I got it for like $15, and like brand new is supposed to be like $40. So if it's in like really good condition, that was a steal.
Even if it's like slightly below.
Yeah, it's like I'd rather pay like, what is that, fucking like $25 less?
Dude, hell yeah.
I just did my math like really wrong, didn't I? No, that was right.
Dude, we don't do math.
I'm a mathematician here.
Eugene's a math
Eugene.
Guy. Eugene's a math guy!
He does the statistics, he knows the numbers.
He has feelings. I got Batman Earth 1, it's actually sitting over there, I'm gonna read it again, I've already read it. It's
a great book. Fucking nerd.
It's probably, rereading? It's one of the...
I'm sorry.
How dare you?
I'm sorry.
How dare you?
I hurt you.
Point out the obvious.
I obviously hurt Eugene's Captain Obvious.
But fucking, it was in a better condition of them, so I'm gonna keep it for sure.
Right.
Then come to the two Nightwings. One of the Nightwings is in phenomenal shape.
I saw that one. That sparkless. That one I thought was like fucking brand
really
new.
A really awesome story, and I love it. Now, the other one, on the other hand, I knew it was going to have tape on it, and, like, it looked busted, because in the picture you can tell. I'm like, that's fine, because I'm getting the other ones for super cheap. I'm sure it was 8 graphic novels for $26, so do the
math. So even if one was, like, destroyed, like, it's still worth it, right?
In theory, but a lot of them were fucked. But this one was a stolen library book. It had all the library stickers back on. It was just straight up a stolen library book.
Some kids took it home, roughed it up a little bit, brought it back, and then one took it and never brought it back.
Yes. So that is now an icon on the podcast, the library book.
Oh, really? Are we keeping it? Are we keeping it? Leaving it on the
table? I'm stating it here. 1,000 subscribers on YouTube or 1,000 listens, I'm going to do a giveaway of
we'll
the library
book.
We'll
sign it. We'll sign the library book.
Sign the library book, and we're going to do a giveaway.
I love it. I love it.
That's crazy.
Wait, what are we, 1,000? What are we doing? 1,000 what now?
Resay
it for the people.
What do you think? 1,000 subscribers?
On YouTube?
Yeah, that's going to be a long
time. It's a lofty goal. We'll say...
But, hold on. Because if we do it now, yeah, I think 1,000 subscribers, I think we need to do it when we have a strong fan base. So
I like
it's like
it.
Worth
I like
something
it.
To them.
I like it.
Goal, subscribe, make a bunch of YouTube, Google accounts, and subscribe to us. Hepeshiv on YouTube.
We already did our 50.
Tell your mom, tell your grandma, tell your aunt, tell everyone.
Tell your 3-year-old, make them a YouTube account.
Tell your CPR doll.
Don't let them listen to us, though, please. It would melt their brain.
Yes, absolutely.
Eugene doesn't agree. Eugene thinks we are totally PG for kids.
We love you, Eugene.
What a beautiful man.
He is. He is an 8th.
Yes.
We don't know what happened to the 7.
Yeah, I was gonna say, that means there's 7 other versions of him.
He told
somewhere.
Me that they're not alive anymore.
Oh.
So we don't know what happened to them. Also, what happened to your limbs, Eugene?
He'll tell us eventually.
Eugene's story will be told.
He's
the untold
shy.
Story of Eugene.
H. Kennedy the 8th.
Love it.
I love him.
Fucking love it. But
I'm a fucking legend. All right, anyways.
Yeah, I mean, I got that haul. Basically, I'm reselling now a bunch of the graphic novels that I bought. And keeping a few of them and bought new ones. And if I resell them for what my bottom bid are for all of them, and they have a bunch of views on right now, one has a bid going, I will get $27 back. So that will pay for me paying for the few I kept. So I kept 1, 2, I really got 3 solid books out of that. So basically, $0, I got 3 books, but then I spent $30 on those 2 brand new ones.
Right.
So it's $30 for 5. That takes it about $6 for graphic novel. I'll take that as a win, bro.
I don't know. I wasn't paying attention to most of the math you just
did. Okay, let me break it down.
But quickly. It sounds quite right.
If I paid $26
right,
for it.
Okay.
And then I'm keeping three of them.
Right.
And one's damaged, so it doesn't count. Right. And then the rest I'm selling for $27. So that means I made $1 off getting three graphic
novels. Oh, right. Okay, right.
And then I paid $30 for the two brand new ones.
Right.
So technically you paid like five something.
Well, technically you only paid, like $3 or whatever it is.
Well, because I would have paid like whatever math. I paid cheap money for it. It's a fucking dub.
Yeah. Either way. Yeah. I don't know. My brain's not working.
For some reason, he's not talking right now. But I do want to tell you this that you don't know.
Oh.
And then I'm gonna go into my surprise topic.
Okay. What don't I know?
So. Oh, I also got another one I ordered.
Of course, there's more.
The Batman Chronicles Volume 1. It's like
a that one was beautiful, that was cool. Actually. You showed me that.
So I also have Red Hood one coming, and then I got this Nightwing 1, Volume 1 from the New 52. Mm-hmm. Great story. It's not in the best condition. It was from a charity. It
looks pretty good.
Free shipping, $5.
Oh, yeah.
From a charity. Someone just must have given it to them. They were like, oh, $5, let's sell it. I'm like, okay, this looks really good. So I read the charity tag. It's got... I'm reading, it's like, this book is a paperback used, it's acceptable, like the condition of it. I'm like, yeah, it's acceptable, it's got little fuck-ups. All pages and cover are intact, but shrink-wrap dust covers or box set case may be missing. Pages may include limited notes, highlighting, or minor water damage, but the text is readable and it may be missing bundled media. So I'm like, okay, so there's water damage to it and there's some form of writing in it.
Right. Well, it said may.
Yeah. So I was looking through it, and I see the water damage immediately on the bottom.
Oh,
so
yeah.
So I'm like, that's fine. This is a great story, but it's super cheap, and I don't, like, it's not essential.
Right.
Looking through, I'm like, I see nothing. But then I look through it again, open the first page, and I see this. I'm like, that is a gold signature. Let's look up the lead writer, Kyle Higgins, who co-wrote Scott Snyder, my boy's first Batman story. They wrote it together, and he wrote this fantastic Nightwing storyline. Like, let's look up his signature just for kicks and giggles. At first, it's like, that just looked like scribbles. There's no fucking way this is it.
No way.
Homie.
Holy shit. Give me a second.
Homie.
Let me cross-reference
it this. Could be fake. It could be fake. But that motherfucker... Look at that. I got multiple. I'll show you multiple of him. See that?
Bruh.
Bro.
That looks fucking...
Bro.
Like, perfect.
That's not it. Look at that.
That looks... Like, no way!
I just robbed a charity, bro! Dude! I was just like... This is cool. I mean, it's kind of fucked up. And then all of a sudden, like, I didn't flip to this, like, first page. I flipped to him, like, what the fuck?
Oh, that's just, like, a weird page to have a signature.
Bro! Kyle Higgins signed this fucking book! There's no COA, certification of authenticity. But I wouldn't sell it either. It's not in great condition, and I want to keep it, because what a great fucking story.
Yeah, that's a wonderful story.
Dude,
that looks too real.
I show my mom, she's like, that's it, for sure.
Yeah, that has to be.
How fucking cool
is that? At first I was like, oh, is it, like, printed on it? No, that's definitely not printed on it or anything.
No, not at all, dude. Perfectly. Like, I'll post this on
Instagram. You should totally post it on Instagram with, like,
a... So you guys could see, but... At first, I was seeing some images, because his signature is not really out there on the internet. He's a comic book writer, and not the most popular one. But the ones I found, he wrote Power Ranger. That's why you saw him on the
Power Ranger. I'm like, I'm confused.
Yeah, but, dude, that's awesome, right?
That is really
cool. Fuck that charity. They just got fucking robbed.
I know. I'm surprised. They're like, oh, there's some writing. It brings down the value.
Oh, my God. I know.
Sells it.
People just give away.
I mean, to be fair, someone who didn't know
who this was must have given it away. I hope nothing tragic happened.
I was gonna say it could have been like a really sad story.
And then they just gave it away. That's
wow,
really sad.
Now I really feel sad.
I will take care of this book, and it's gonna live along with my great collection, and it will make my children happy when they read it.
And they're gonna they'll hear their amazing story. I love it.
Yeah. So
Eugene, you're here to share this beautiful moment with us.
We love you, Eugene. We love you. So I actually have a gift for you.
Oh.
It's not a big gift. It's a gift. It's something I already had, but I'm going to give it to you. It's nothing huge. Nothing huge. It's just
a
little thing. It's going to segue into our next topic.
Okay.
So I had a bunch of little toys when I was younger. They were little metal figurings, and I found my little Daredevil.
Oh!
And this is for you.
Oh, this is so cool.
It's not like a perfect little figure.
I know, but it's still...
It's the OG Daredevil look.
Is this metal?
It's metal.
Holy shit.
That's actually like really what that picture you saw when I was flipping through this. That's a Carnage version of this because I'm looking to buy an Iron Man one. And the only reason I'm buying the Iron Man one is because I lost it at Chuck E. Cheese when I was little.
You're very specific.
And I was depressed. I was so
obviously
sad.
If you were fucking remembered it so many
it's
$8 years later.
$6 on Amazon, excuse me. I'm going to fucking get that and save my younger self. Anyways, but yeah, there's a little Daredevil dude.
Very nice. I'm assuming this is before Ben Affleck was Daredevil.
That's the like OG comic version.
No, yeah,
it's, bright
this
red.
Looks like,
he looks very cool.
I love it.
Very
Thank
cool
you.
Guy. So,
but wait, this is a segue. Now
segue into a topic.
Oh,
so I wanted to bring.
He stands perfectly. Okay, sorry.
Yeah,
he's staying on this table from now on.
So, yeah, we started this podcast off with a lot of decorations, and then we went against that. And now we got some nice decorations.
We have this
going
beautiful
on.
Fucking tablecloth.
We got, I got a Marvel tablecloth.
It's like OG Iron Man, Thor, and fucking Wolverine Hulk.
Spider-Man.
We should send a picture of this, too.
I should just
we're,
post
we're
this
fucking
whole table.
We're going to light up the Instagram. No!
But we got, now we got Eugene on the table. We got this nice signed graphic novel. We have a police wooden antique baton.
That is literally like the perfect fucking description.
It's the beat stick when you get a line on the podcast.
I feel like this is before they called it a nightstick. Yeah. This is what it is.
Yeah, for sure. We got the coat of samurai. Like, we're just chilling with our Centauri whiskey, but
we're cultured over here.
Hell yeah.
What about it?
Fuck yeah. But I just wanted to jump into a topic. We actually kind of brought this up kind of before, but it's somewhat of a debate.
Okay.
I'm gonna say a phrase to you, and you're just going to listen.
Okay. Okay.
So I truly believe that Daredevil is no match for the Dark Knight.
Oh, my God. Okay.
And I'm going to tell you this right now. I believe that 2 out of the 4 Robins would beat Daredevil. If not, I believe I am certain one of them would beat them, and I am on the fence about another one, and I will compromise to appreciate him because I do like him. That I'll just tell you now. So there's 4 Robins.
Okay.
There's Nightwing, the first Robin,
right.
Dick Grayson. There's Red Hood, Jason Todd. There is Tim Drake, Red Robin, and there's Damian Wayne, the current Robin.
What about Signal?
Please stop before I slit your wrist. Eugene, get the beat stick.
No, please. Eugene, but, no!
Anyways, love the tangents. Can't
Eugene is just too beautiful. I'm sorry.
The fucking tangents. But so what I'm saying is, if you take each Robin, we got Nightwing, who is the way I break him down is Damian Wayne. I would not even disrespect him like that. Damian's too young.
Okay.
Damian was trained by the League of Shadows as a kid, and now Batman. So when Damian grows up, he'll beat the fuck out of Daredevil. But not yet. He's young. And that's a debate for another day, because I will go in. Damian Wayne is destined to be great if his ego doesn't fuck him. But we go to Tim Drake, and I don't think Tim... I think that Tim would get beat by Daredevil.
Okay.
But because Tim... The cool thing about the first 3 Robins is they were all Batman. Batman is an amazing fighter, an amazing acrobat and athletic, and an amazing detective.
Right.
Tim Drake is... excuse me, let me start from the top. Dick Grayson... was a gymnast. He's insanely acrobatic, agile, and an amazing like acrobat and physical like that. Jason Todd is an amazing fighter. Tim Drake is the detective. So they all 3 are lesser of like his one trait.
Right.
Tim Drake is extremely smart. He's probably the closest detective-wise to Batman, and he's a good fighter.
Okay.
Compared to them. Like, he's a great fighter. Like, he's beaten Damian in a fight before. He's done stuff. Like, they're all great in their own respect. But what I personally think is I think of those 3, he's the lesser fighter. I think Damien's the less of all 3 of them. I think he's the lesser fighter, but the smartest.
Okay.
I think that whatever. He's good. Okay. He's one of my favorite. That's right, why it's so unbiased. Then we go to Red Hood, who is full of emotion. He's not as like Batman smart at all.
Mm-hmm.
But he's a great fighter. With a different style. He's fighting to kill. He's not fighting with the style of Batman holding back.
Right.
Like all the Robins have been taught, because he's different. The Nightwing is really smart, but I don't think he's as detective smart as Tim Drake, but he is. And he's a great fighter. That's why he replaced Batman when he was gone. He's like the perfect next Batman.
Right.
If not, maybe Tim Drake, because Tim Drake's more of a detective, but whatever.
That's a whole different debate.
That's how I break them down.
Okay.
Just to give you a little idea, because you don't know them that well. So I want to say... And I'm going to let you respond and explain to me what you think about Daredevil and maybe why he would do whatever. But
okay.
By the way, what time are we at?
I was going to say we might want to do an ad break first because we're at 34 minutes.
To be continued after the ad break.
After the
hey, guys, it's Mike Frank.
Oh, my God. After terrible ad break. Frank. All right. I'll see you guys after also the ad break. Oh, no. Oh, Jesus.
Last time on Half Past Sheev, Frank dropped an insane bomb on Mike. He thinks that the Robins could beat Daredevil's ass. I do. I very do think that. What do you think about that, Eugene?
Agreed. Smart man. Smart man.
Anyways, that was kind of stupid, but whatever. We're doing it.
That was just to show you that we have been actually watching Dragon Ball Z.
We have. The Saiyans have arrived.
Vegeta and Nappa.
Vegeta's a fucking small body bitch.
He's not that small. It's just Nappa's fucking big. You'll see, motherfucker. Jesus. Also, I will say, I think they make him taller later on. Like, you'll see him, like, smaller. I think it's just how the animation changes, and then you realize, like, he's actually somewhat
tall. You know what that means.
Do I?
Small.
Small body equals big feet.
Big personality. Anyways. So I personally think, and I will stick to this and debate it with whomever I have to.
Okay.
I believe that Nightwing, the Boy Wonder.
Okay.
As Nightwing, not as the Boy Wonder. I don't know why I added that in at the end, but.
Because he is the Boy Wonder.
Yeah. What? He's the Man Wonder now.
Oh.
No, not really, but. I believe that I'm going to be respectful to Daredevil. I believe that that is a fantastic fight. I believe that
Nightwing
is he was trained by Batman from the beginning. And if you're looking at like, oh, is this trained by Batman? But being trained by Batman is basically like being trained by everyone that trained Batman.
Well,
but
right,
he's giving
right.
you all the best of what he got.
Right.
Because Batman traveled the world training with everyone, becoming the best martial artist ever in all of comics.
Right.
So, he was trained by Batman for a very long time.
Right.
It's a debate for another day.
Debate for another day.
So, he's a fantastic fighter and a natural acrobat. He was in a fucking circus. So, I don't think that his agility or whatever he gets from his powers, explain to me so, all his powers again.
So, his powers, he more of just has, so, literally, basically, everything else is heightened. As it is, like, he literally hears heartbeats.
Yes.
He listens to breath, so, like, at one point, the hand, when he's fighting them, he's trying to listen for the heartbeat, but there's a whole thing where they're basically kind of, like, undead in a way, so the heartbeat's, like, quieter, they can quiet it, so he's like, oh, I can't, like, sense him, really, and then he's just, like, one of his masters, like, listen to the breath, son, bitch, and he's like, oh, good idea. And then he's like fucking doing that instead.
Okay.
So like if you have weapons or like anything like that, like he could usually sense you coming.
He has like heightened reflexes and
right, heightened reflexes, heightened sense of smell, everything. Like he'll literally just be like at the top of like a building and be like four floors down, there's a man wearing too much perfume coming up the stairs and you're like, "Oh."
So with that, which was what I was trying to say, actually I think there's a photo I saved that I wanted to look at. No, I don't have it saved. But I don't think that is an issue for Nightwing because Nightwing is so agile as a gymnast
right.
and a fighter. I don't think that's an issue with him. I think he is almost like a slightly lesser Batman in a sense, but he has more gadgets in his suit than Batman. He is like shocking shit. He doesn't have more like gadgets, but he has more like offensive weapons than him. He has his little fucking, what do you call them? Like
batons,
sticks,
basically.
Batons.
That beat stick.
The beat stick.
I don't know if you can hear that slapping against his hand.
Shit, if the mic can pick up my fucking fart, it should pick that shit up.
Callback to many episodes.
Also, I don't know when or what the words were, but if we're doing like but and remember we're going to do on episode 66, we're going to take a shot every time we say that.
We are going to get fucked
up. Probably
going to
forget. But yeah, that's going to be a great episode. Shout out to the boy, Casey Weber?
Yeah, Weber. No, yeah,
yeah. Casey Weber.
How dare you?
I'm so sorry.
He's on a level, if not more than Eugene. I'm sorry. Actually, that's a pretty high bar right there, Eugene.
Whoa.
Eugene's pretty far up there. I'm sorry, Eugene. I didn't mean to offend you.
Come on the podcast first, bud.
Yeah.
Fuck, take me to dinner first. Shit. My brother.
Oh.
Oh. But anyways, I don't think that the fighting-wise is
too much of an issue.
No, I don't think that his martial arts skills isn't any of an issue for him. I think the advantage that Nightwing has and he has is he has his abilities, and Nightwing has his offensive gadgets.
Right. Okay.
So that's why I think that's a fantastic fight, and I don't think that. Within further research, I looked upon many forums, and mostly every nerd said that Batman would wipe the floor with Daredevil, and I believe so.
I suppose. So there's a few things that I don't... Okay, I feel like I'm not well-equipped enough, because there are other things that, like, happen in the comics that will kind of bring Daredevil either up or down.
Let me actually tell you this. So continue. This is very rough, and we can talk about this another day if we have someone on that maybe could join on this debate. This is an ongoing talk.
Indeed.
But... there's a comic called Batman and Daredevil, and I remember reading it briefly. I just skimmed through it while I was taking a shit before the podcast.
Oh.
Yes.
Perfect timing.
Yeah. And it was saying where Daredevil knows that Batman would beat him, and he was like kind of trying to like get him to do it because he's kind of like the man with no fear or something. Well,
that's the thing. Yeah,
it's a man with no fear. Like that. Like he knows that Batman would beat him or something along those lines. I don't know if... someone wants to shoot it in the comments if they know it, but something along those lines. But
right.
Yeah, continue.
And that's the thing. I think what it really comes down to it, a lot of it is, obviously, Batman's a lot bigger of a hero. So, obviously, I think people in forums are automatically, people are going to be like, he's going to win no matter what. Which, don't get me wrong, I don't think he would completely wipe the floor with him.
No.
Like, a lot of people are saying, like, Batman hands down, so fuck everybody up.
And I think it would be similar to a fight with him and Deathstroke, because Deathstroke is a super soldier. He has heightened abilities. He doesn't have all the shit that Daredevil has.
Right.
But it would be like a good fight, but Batman would come out on top at the end.
And I
don't think he would need prep time for it. I think if they met up on the street of fucking Hell's Kitchen or Gotham, Batman wins.
We'll figure this out.
Bro,
we'll
Batman pulls out a fucking bat bell.
Dung!
Daredevil's like, ah!
I don't think that shoots affects him, homie.
Shoots Batman. I'm pretty sure a bell does fucking affect him. It affects his hearing.
Yeah, but I think like...
What the fuck? He can't hear
but
then.
I think he...
No, it does because...
I think it's too loud.
No.
Yeah, you're right.
In the Daredevil movie, I remember the train coming and it fucked him.
The movie's dumb.
I like the movie.
I'm kidding. The movie's good. But I'm pretty sure I got some things wrong with that, I think.
Yeah, I don't know.
But anyways, that's one thing. It's like I need to... I'm getting Batman Born Again. That was the one that I'm bidding for. I'm hoping that
Daredevil
one will...
Daredevil Born Again, you mean?
Did I say Batman? Mm-hmm. Sorry, Daredevil. Wow. I already just lost this debate right there. Daredevil Born Again, excuse me.
Very cool.
Which I heard is one of the best
winning
ones.
That
Frank
bid.
Miller.
Yeah,
guy wrote it.
My boy.
Hopefully I'll learn a little bit more because now that I'm reading the comics, it'll give me a little bit more information. Because that's the thing is that...
the century.
Exactly.
Eugene's the one... we got a neutral,
he's a neutral party
here.
Yeah, neutral
he loves
party.
Them both.
Oh, yeah. That's why Daredevil's right next to him and there's... never mind, I thought there was Batman. Oh, there's a Nightwing thing right next to him.
Yeah.
Perfect. So the thing with... I feel like when it comes down to fighting, I think Nightwing...
Are we talking about Batman? Or
no,
we're
going
Nightwing?
Back to Nightwing. So I think Nightwing and Daredevil might be equal with fighting. Only because both of them are masters
He was trained by Batman the longest out of all the Robins, too.
That's true. But like you said, like he traveled the world and became like a master at multiple different martial arts, everything like that. And the same thing kind of happened with Daredevil. I don't think he traveled the world, but his master knew, like, was basically a master of, like, a shit ton, if not all martial arts. I don't know. I have to look that up and everything.
See, that's
like
why I'm saying that I think Nightwing is, like, a lesser version of Batman's skill set. Mm-hmm. I don't think he's not as good of a fighter as Batman, but he's, like, right there. And that's why I think Daredevil pops in right equal.
I guess that's true. Yeah. Well, see, that's the thing is that, so, like,
or Batman
Daredevil's,
might even be a whole nother class than both of them. We don't even fucking know.
That's true. Daredevil's master is named Stick. Stupid name, I think, but whatever.
Stupid.
But either way, stupid. Mentor's name Stick. Maybe there's a whole reason for that. Who knows? But he's basically Daredevil.
Who makes stupid names? Am I right, Eugene H. Kennedy VIII?
Gosh. You have a great name. But Daredevil's master is basically, or not master, but teacher, whatever, was basically, from what I'm gathering, at least from the show, is basically Daredevil with less senses and everything, but he just kills. Like, he just fucking just full on just chops people's heads off and shit. So, like, Daredevil's like, no, I'm not going to kill. This is your way. This is not my way. So he's kind of like, Batman. I feel like he's kind of like Batman in that Batman's teachers.
And Nightwing follows that code and all
that. Right, right. So they both are kind of like not killing people. So, I don't know. It'd be really interesting, especially since they both use batons. Like, they both dual-wield batons and shit. Although I think it's really cool that... the thing I really like about Daredevil 2 that always just makes me laugh in the show for some reason, just because because of his senses, he knows like how to perfectly like bounce something off to like get the perfect like fucking mix direction. So he'll, like bounce it off a wall and like go through a door and fucking hit somebody in the face and shit. Damn. So that's just, I don't know, it's just funny. But I feel like that'd be an interesting thing. He'll like bounce it off the wall, like hit somebody and then grab it again and fucking do a bunch of shit. But anyways.
Very cool.
I don't know. I think it is, you're right. I think it is closer with
Nightwing. Him, and I think it's close, and I think that honestly, that is a more fair matchup for him than against.
I guess that is true. Yeah. Well, that's the thing is that when you get to Batman, he is like, obviously he is smarter in the fact that like he could probably easily figure out like this guy's blind, and obviously if I somehow fucking disable his ears, he's gonna be fucked. You know, like same thing, because his ears, I think, are his biggest sensory thing, obviously, because he's blind. So, and it's not like his smell is really helping him too much, unless somehow he could smell Batman's leather. He's like, he's close,
bro. He like ear strikes him, so he can't fucking hear.
He's just like, he's like, I smell your leather. You're from here.
Kevlar.
Excuse me. Is it Kevlar? Is that actually Kevlar? I know is like what they do for like bulletproof. Anyways, but.
Something. But I did say two Robins.
Oh.
So like I said, Damian Wayne, no, not yet. Maybe he will when he grows up. Tim Drake, no, because I don't think Tim is a fantastic fighter. Now, let me say, Batman's ranking of fighter is amazing. And so is Nightwing, but I just don't think he's right there with them
yet. Right, right.
So no for him. That leaves my boy Red Hood. So now I'm gonna tell you this. Red Hood will beat Daredevil. Now let me explain to you why.
Fuck you. He's gonna shoot him with a gun.
Eugene, you're letting this fucking happen? Are you fucking kidding me?
Let me explain. He'll shoot him with a gun and that's it.
So Red Hood... True that. Red Hood had the least amount of time with Batman, okay? But he still had a good amount of time with him. And that's enough time to become a fantastic martial artist.
Right, okay.
It's not enough time to be Daredevil. He dies, gets resurrected. Now, in the comics, what happens is Talia Ghul, while helping him, he escapes and against Wright. Ra's al Ghul doesn't know this is happening. Talia helps him orchestrate his own Bruce Wayne-type learning. Oh. So, with the help of Talia, she sets him up with the world's greatest martial artist fighters, but with a twist. These guys are, like, criminals, and they have the intent to kill. So, it's basically, he's been doing everything that Batman did, but he's learning how to become an amazing marksman, using swords, hand-to-hand combat, all of it. He did just what Batman did, maybe in a little bit of shorter time, but in a completely different fighting style with the intent to kill. So he went on his own thing, like Batman, that made him the best, but not as long.
Okay.
Making him not... I don't think he would be able to beat Batman. I do personally think he's the one that could beat Batman of all of them.
Okay.
Because the rest of them are all his Batman's fighting style.
Right, right.
He's different. He has the intent to kill. He... The one thing... Daredevil has his powers, and he's more composed than Red Hood.
Right.
That's Red Hood's a hothead.
Saying. Right, because I know you're saying he's kind of more emotional. And another thing with... So I don't think... Maybe it would be. I don't know. That's what I'm saying. I don't know enough about Daredevil to see how this comes into effect, but I don't think guns are as big of an issue for him, only because I'm pretty sure he can like literally like sense what direction and where the point into where he could basically just dodge him.
It's really just quickly. An added weapon so that guns, Daredevil has. I mean, Red Hood has.
Yeah, that's true. And I'm saying, again, that's completely kind of what I'm
he's
assuming.
He's got the knife of Ra's al Ghul, the twirly blade.
Yeah, well, he's got batons he can block that shit with. Fuck you.
But yeah, so just to conclude this little thing, because if you want to come back in a few episodes for part two...
I'm going to fucking research the shit out of this now.
All right. So I'm stating... that Nightwing is a good fight for him, and Red Hood would beat him.
Okay. And then Batman's completely off the table for you.
Yes.
Okay. Okay.
And I wanna bring up two more little... Oh. But it's not going to be debating. We're going to move on to other topics. Okay, that's fine. But,
I'll say we're already about 13 and a half minutes in.
Yeah, so we got time.
We got some other topics.
Yeah, we got some other shit to talk about. But I was reading one, and I thought this would be an interesting one to talk on the podcast, maybe next week, as Wonder Woman versus Thor.
Oh, that would be
because
something
I was actually reading. See, that's
really interesting because you do a lot of DC, and I've been trying to get more into Marvel stuff. So
and I know
like,
a lot about Thor, perfect. Too. So, and I read a thing, and they're like, yeah, Wonder Woman.
You could debate yourself then.
Yeah, right? Just me and Eugene?
Wonder Woman's like this, but Thor's like this.
So I thought that was an interesting one because they're both gods, but I feel like, I don't know, Thor's actually a god of thunder as
what were you the god of again?
Amazon, as she's just an Amazonian. Whatever. Anyways, that's a cool one.
Right, right.
And I would like to debate with you Spider-Man versus Batman, and I'm going to tell you right now, I do think Spider-Man would beat him.
You did? Oh. Yeah. So that's another thing.
I can't ignore the fact this is that this motherfucker is able to fight the Hulk.
This is another thing to think about. I'm actually going to throw this through a loop for you.
Are you about to start debating Batman? I'm about to
No. This Spider-Man. Is a different loop going back to Daredevil, actually.
Okay.
So Stan Lee has came out at one point and officially said that Daredevil's senses are actually more advanced than the Spidey sense.
Okay.
And that he actually has beat out the Spidey sense. I don't know if this was in some other comic or something, but at least this is what Bella told me. So maybe I have to look this up first. But according to him, Daredevil's senses are better than the Spidey sense, and that can actually override it.
I'm going to put that in my notes.
Put it in the notes, and we can look this up. Because I could be completely wrong. Maybe Bella lied to me. But because that would give me... I mean, obviously, he doesn't have the super strength as Spider-Man, so that's something completely different.
I can come with some counter-arguments, because this is going to be an ongoing debate. Not next week, maybe in 2 weeks or something, but it'll be kind of a cool thing to just constantly go at it.
Especially since Spider-Man...
Or not just the Spider-Man one, just the Daredevil. We got the Daredevil versus the two Robins going on.
I like that one, yeah.
I would like in the future to figure out what the fans like, the best Robins, but we don't have to do that. But
yeah, well, we got a lot. We got a lot.
I want to debate the Spider-Man versus Batman one, though, because I'm going to pull the classic DC card.
Prep time, bro. What if you knew about all of his abilities?
I believe in prep time he would beat Spider-Man.
All right. But, okay, let's
But if we're going to talk prep time,
Okay, that's what I'm saying. I'm going to wait because there's an argument that I would like to make in that debate.
Sure, yeah, okay.
So I'll wait for now.
I totally believe that if there were a fight one-on-one, Spider-Man would beat him, but I don't think it would be a mopping of the floor at all.
No, I don't think so. See, that's the thing is that...
I'm going to wait. I think it's like a 6-5, honestly, with that.
Okay. So 5 times out of 6.
Because I think that out of 10 times, Daredevil could be Spider-Man.
Probably, yeah.
Not a lot, though.
Probably not, no. Only because, especially if we're talking about all-out Spider-Man. Yeah, this is completely different.
Eugene, you got to keep us on track. What are we paying you for, Eugene? Why the fuck are you here if you're not keeping us on track?
Do we pay Eugene? We don't have enough. Do we have enough of a budget for that?
We just keep, he pays us in his nipples.
Oh, you'll understand from the picture on
Instagram. Podcast on Instagram. But this will be an ongoing debate for now. We might bring up the other ones, but
I love it. Daredevil, I love the idea.
Yeah, it's kind of cool.
You dropped it on me at first, but now I'm ready.
Yeah. So basically, this is me coming at you. The next time you can come at me, and then I'll just don't tell me when you're going to bring it up.
Nope.
So I might be ready. I might not.
It's going to be at your wedding in 10 years. You're going to be at the altar in the stand.
You're going to come up to
any objections speech? And be like, does anybody object? I'm going to come up, Daredevil would fucking whip Batman's ass.
Fuck. But stay tuned, y'all. If you guys are interested or comment any verses, maybe we'll do a verses segment. And
That'd be really cool.
Every week we do one. But
Death Battle?
Dude, Death Battle? I'm pretty sure they have a Daredevil versus Nightwing.
Do they actually?
We should watch that.
We should actually have that.
But... anyways, we're going to jump into the top 5 animated battles. So we're going to do per usual. We're going to go over your guys' voting.
I just want to make sure. Have we hit every topic that we talked of already?
We just have the Snyder Cut to talk
about. Oh, right. Okay. I was like, I feel like we're missing one.
What
Sorry,
are we at right now?
We are at 18 minutes.
Oh.
Yeah. So we have...
So we'll be
able to... It's right. We'll be fine with that.
So, also, just a little saying... the offer to play Battlefront with us is still out there. You got an Xbox. You're good. You're not Luke or Anakin or Maul or Kylo. You're in. Just hit me up on the Instagram. We'll play with you.
You're hearing a golden leveled guy with Maul over here.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I fucking hit gold, homies.
How is that not part of your week? How dare you?
I don't know. All I know is we've been getting first and second a shit ton. I've been posting on Instagram. Yes, I know.
Yeah, you've been taking pictures every time. I'm like, great. I'm not going to remember any of these, so I'm glad you're documenting this.
Yeah. But animated duels, the top 5 animated duels, Rebels, Clone Wars, we're going to go over the audience's top 5 through Instagram at Half Past You Podcast. Stay tuned. I do polls on there. I don't think we're going to do one next week just because.
We'll take a break.
Yeah, we'll probably do one next week. But I am going to start with, hold on, what the fuck?
Did you fuck it? Did you already mess it up, bruh?
No, it's because I have... Okay, here we go. So, at their number 5, when this is going to be a huge surprise to me and you, we got Maul and Savage Press versus Palpatine.
That was at their number 5?
Yes.
the fucker wrong
so
with you
as
people.
Usual, no, I'm just kidding. We're not going to really we're debate not gonna say about it up. Because yeah. we have our own to talk about.
All I'm going
to
say is respectable. It's not.
Not.
No. Even Eugene is pissed off, right, Eugene?
Eugene is fuming right now. Don't do that. Please don't fuck with
I'm
that.
I'm sorry.
Don't ruin it.
I'm sorry. I forgot you still have to take your test.
I need to pass that fucking test, dude.
I'm going to try to take fix my, it. Take it's okay.
Test. It's fine. And then, at number four, we got Maul vs. Kenobi in Rebels, where Maul dies.
Okay. Well, spoiler alert.
I see that. Fuck you.
Fuck you, bro. That one actually Eugene respectable. Gets the beep stick. That was him picking it up and then realizing his errors and putting it down.
Mm. He just threatened you a little bit.
Yes, he did. He was like, test me, bitch.
Then at number three, which this is a little interesting, we got Kenobi, Asajj Ventress versus Maul and Savage Opress.
Savage. I remember when I first saw his name, I just want to say Savage, yeah. But then they're like, no, it's Savage. Yeah, I was like,
fuck,
oh.
George Lucas and Dave Filoni, what the fuck? Anyways, yeah.
No, yeah, I got nothing against that, no.
And then number two is Ahsoka versus Vader.
Okay.
Beautiful.
I could I'll snap to that. Oh, that means I know what
number snap your is. Fingers, Eugene! and then number one is Ahsoka versus Maul, which I knew.
Yeah, I knew that was the fan. I feel like it's just because it's hot on the heels of that.
Yeah. It's a really good looking one too. I really like
it. Yeah, that's true. Well, that's the thing. It depends on also how you're doing the kind of how people are perceiving the top five. Are they perceiving it only animation based? Are they perceiving it only story based? So that I think it's a personal opinion per each person.
I think we should have kind of clarified it, but the way I'm making mine is just everything
compared. Yeah, just all of it compared. No, that's kind of how I was doing mine as well. So, I like it.
So,
you want to hop on first? Are we starting at five?
You should go first, yeah.
Okay.
Start with number five.
My number five. I got to remember it. No, I'm just kidding. Number five. Ben Kenobi, Asajj Ventress, Savage Opress, Maul.
Why'd you call him Ben Kenobi?
Did I say Ben Kenobi? I am stopping this and going back.
I hope you said Ben Kenobi.
Okay, we're going to figure this out in just a second. All right, upon going back and listening, I realized I made not only one grave mistake, but two grave mistakes. I did fucking say Ben Kenobi.
The first rule of the Sith, the only can be two.
I don't know if that's how it went, but anyways. I did say Ben Kenobi. I don't know why.
And you're no longer Eugene's Padawan. I am.
No. Oh, my God. And you no longer are my apprentice. You have been replaced. So I said Ben Kenobi. Whoops. Obi-Wan. I don't know why the fuck I would have said Ben Kenobi. Anyways. But I also already fucked up my list. At number five, I actually meant to put Pre Vizsla versus Maul.
Okay.
Good fight.
Great fight.
Love actually.
I'll touch on
me.
It more when I do my
list. Yeah, when you do yours, yeah. I don't know too much about Pre Vizsla himself, but I know I've seen some other fights with him.
He's basically like the cream of the crop.
Exactly, yeah. That's what I've seen. So when I watched it, I was like, this is very interesting, and it was very cool.
Mandalorian, top line Mandalorian.
The fact that he was holding his own against Maul was enough. And I was like, oh. Mm-hmm. So Pre Vizsla, versus Maul, number five. Then I got Obi-Wan, Asajj, Savage, and Maul. I think that was a great fight overall.
I agree.
I think it was it. So that was one that I'm going to tell you right now. I do not have Obi-Wan versus Maul as like in Rebels. I don't have it on my list. So the reason I personally was going off of more of
Eugene.
I will say it has
you
the emotion.
Kindly escort this it has, fucking it, dweeb out of the studio.
It has the emotion.
Out of the expensive studio.
Our studio apartment that we totally own. Wink, yes. Wink.
totally not in the basement.
The Rebels one definitely has emotion. Don't get me wrong. It has emotion there. Everything is there perfectly story-wise. But as a fight itself, I did not like it that much. It was kind of cool, like, if you know more about the lore, about how he was changing the battle styles, everything like that.
Yeah.
But overall, it was like, it stopped in 3 seconds. It was supposed to show Obi-Wan's cool, whatever. But, like, as a fight, it was just kind of like, okay, that happened. It was cool, but I feel like this one was also had that kind of emotional connection, at least only because he was like, I cut down fucking Qui-Gon Jinn in front of you, motherfucker. What are you gonna do about it? I gutted
your master.
Yeah. And he was like, get angry. That was like the first time, at least, that I've
seen.
And then
they had to run from
them. Yeah, and they had to run and shit.
So beast. So alpha. Cool fight. I like it.
Yeah, exactly. So, that, number four. Then I put Ahsoka and Maul.
Well, it was actually his first fight in the Clone Wars.
Who?
Maul.
That was his first. I actually meant to ask you that, if that was the first time Obi-Wan and Maul saw each other in the Clone Wars and then fought each other.
Well, he saw him a little before, and then he knocked him out, and then Kenobi's like, I don't remember you. I don't recall. He's like, how could you forget after I killed your master? He's like, so it is you.
Oh, that's shit.
Cool. Anyway.
Then I have Ahsoka versus Maul. I put it as number three.
Okay.
Only because it was beautifully animated, don't get me wrong. Animation-wise, beautiful. Fighting was great, especially the choreography, since it was fucking, what was it? I can't remember what it's called, but mo-capped. Yeah, there it was.
Yeah.
So that was overall really cool. I love that. But it just didn't hit the emotional notes that I liked the other two for. So my second one is Ahsoka Vader. That one, hands down, I could already say I love more than the other three for sure.
Okay.
Just because, especially after watching season 7, I was like, oh, fuck. After rewatching it and seeing, I was like, no. It's like, I'm not leaving you. Not this time. And it's like, Ahsoka.
Anakin Skywalker was weak. I destroyed him.
Then I will avenge his death. Revenge is not the Jedi way. I am no Jedi. And she like fucking opens the two lightsabers in a dope ass way. And then
he just stands there.
Oh, God.
Very cool.
Fucking amazing.
Ahsoka. Ahsoka.
Anakin. Ahsoka. Anakin, I'm not leaving you. Oh, not this time.
Oh, Ahsoka!
Frank's beautiful rendition of the Rebels.
When Eugene, get into it.
Eugene was playing Ezra the whole
lube.
Time. Oh.
Anyways, so that's big reveal. We got number one.
Number one.
Drum roll, please. Eugene, fucking participate. Just because you got nice nipples doesn't mean you have to do shit.
He's just the poster child. He's just here for the looks.
Go, Mike.
Savage, Maul, and Palpatine.
Beautiful fight. We just rewatched it. It's fucking wonderful.
Fucking amazing.
Amazing.
The best choreography for sure. And
choreography.
Jesus
Christ. Palpatine moonwalking.
It had the emotional because Maul was like, yeah, what's up, homie? And then he was like, no, fuck you, bitch. And you're like, what? You've been replaced. And then he's like, bleh. He awesome. Fucking moonwalk kills Savage. Beautiful. Best part.
Beautiful. Love that list. Let me fucking jump in.
For jump in, that bro. Time. I know. I was going to say, we're ready. Fuck. Go ahead.
So at number five, I have Maul versus Kenobi and Rebels. Okay. And I will say I do not have Savage, Maul, Ventress, and Kenobi on. I do love that. That's an honorable mention for me, just like I assume this one would be.
Yeah, I was gonna say, it was really just beat out.
I like that fight a lot, but I really enjoyed how Maul versus Kenobi was, and I was a little let down when I first saw it, but when I kind of watched Sam Witwer's analysis of it, and I'm like...
Especially since you realize he's at least 2 degrees on the high ground for Obi-Wan.
Yeah, it's perfect. Eugene actually has a high ground on us right now, so...
That's why he's the
Eugene,
alpha.
Eugene? Obi-Wan?
Obviously, Eugene would fucking win.
For sure.
Beat him out.
He doesn't even need arms
Ewan McGregor,
he doesn't have arms or legs for him to cut off. Anyways.
Don't try it. Eugene fucking flips over. What's up, bitch?
I love it because they're just talking and he's like, why do you hide here, whatever, and this rat hole, look what you've become, and then he's like, look what I've risen above.
Ugh.
And then Maul's like, gets mad and puts out the fire, and he's like, what do you have? And then he's like, why are you here? Not to be here, but to protect something.
Or someone.
And then Obi-Wan, oh, then you shit. See Obi-Wan, and he does the Ewan McGregor pose, and then if I'm not mistaken, I'm probably fucking these orders up, I think he goes to the Ben Kenobi one, and then he goes to like Ben Kenobi and then to Qui-Gon.
No, I think he does Ben Kenobi first, and then I think Ewan McGregor and then Qui-Gon. Because I believe he does
Ewan McGregor first. Because he starts off as this. I remember that as much.
Right.
And then I'm pretty sure he ends up in Qui-Gon.
Mm-hmm.
And then Maul switches lightbearer, attacks him, and very quick he does the same move he did to kill his master. Obi-Wan does what his master should have done, and he kills him. Cutting his blade in half and slitting him down. He falls down, and then he's like, is he the chosen one? He's like, yes, and he will avenge us. And then in respect, he closes his eyes. It's like, That's a perfect end.
It is, I know, but it just...
I would have loved to have a better animation and or live screen, but...
Yeah. I really hope they do that in a Kenobi show. That'd be awesome.
Yeah, I don't think they will.
Back. I don't think they will. But if they call back to it or something, that would be fucking beautiful. If they just end it like that.
Yeah, yeah, right? Maul is a true tragedy, and that's a beautiful ending to him. You see, yeah, he's a tortured soul that's... It's his way, dude.
It ends how it started. How his whole first tragedy started, basically.
Yeah.
Getting cut in half by Obi-Wan, and now he gets kind of cut in half. Because it goes down the middle, haha.
I will say that in there was supposed to be a Maul game made, and apparently it was supposed to be after Return of the Jedi, and that Maul had survived all this without the nothing about the Clone Wars had happened yet. Mm-hmm. He was supposed to have survived because Knight Brothers or what do you call them again?
Knight Sisters?
No. The
what Knight is Brothers? His
his race called?
Oh, Zabrak.
Zabrak. Can live long, so he would have been alive still, and they would have said that he would have been the next villain.
That would have been pretty
interesting,
cool,
right? Like, he would have come up after the death of Palpatine. He's like, it's my fucking time now.
He's like, my time to shine.
So, but I like what we got better. I think he was perfect. He's like a tragic soul, whatever. Awesome. Number four, I got Maul versus Pre Vizsla. Fantastic fight. You got the top Mandalorian versus with the Darksaber and all his cool tricks, holding his own against who I think is one of the best top three duelist in this current Skywalker saga.
Which we'll explain in all time, number one.
Who is amazing, and it's an awesome fight. So that just brings Pre Vizsla up in the rankings. Awesome. Really cool. He beheads him at the end. Awesome.
He just fucking takes it. He's like, the strongest shall rule. And he's like, fucking do it.
That's just how cool the Mandalorians are. I know. It's cool until you're part of the Mandalorian.
And then you're like, I'd like to live, but you can still rule.
How about... I challenge you, Matt, warrior to warrior. How about no?
How about just take it? I'll leave, thank you. Eugene would fucking take that shit.
Oh my god, for sure. He would levitate over there and just beat the fuck out of me. But I'd have Ahsoka versus Vader then.
Right.
Like you said, emotional value is a 10 out of 10.
Oh yeah,
I'd say the lightsaber fighting itself is not as fantastic as the emotional value, but just those few phrases win me over.
Even then, because the thing
Ahsoka is... Ahsoka versus Vader, bro, that's amazing.
Wait. You put that at number three?
Yeah.
How dare you? Because I know what your number two is, you bitch. No, actually, whatever. We'll get into this in a second. But I will say the emotional is beautiful. And I still think the choreography is still pretty good and the animation is still pretty good. I feel like there's something always a little bit off for Rebels, for me at least.
Yeah.
But overall, if I'm just going off of pure emotional value, I'd probably say... I'd probably put that as number
first
one.
Yeah, for sure.
And then the second one for emotional value only.
Maul versus Kenobi.
Maul be Kenobi, for sure.
But that's not what we're doing. We're doing all
use all out. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So for sure, that one's fantastic. But number two, I have Ahsoka versus Maul, and why I have that is because that's probably right now I'm leaning a little more over Ahsoka over Rey right now, as I was leaning more Rey. That's just because Ahsoka's newer. Like when Rey came out, I really like Rey and Ahsoka.
Right.
Ahsoka's probably my favorite, like, female Jedi. One of my favorite Jedis as of right now.
Oh, for sure my number one female Jedi, I would say.
Yeah.
At least
probably
me.
Right now she's second to Obi-Wan, and then Qui-Gon, maybe. I don't know. My list always changes. Well, you said female, so
that's why I'm saying
she's number one. All-time Jedi, too. So
all-time. Yeah.
Okay. After seeing her in that, her versus Maul was awesome. It looked fantastic, like you said. I thought I had an amazing ending. I think Maul personally won the fight. And then just some shit happened at the end.
So. Although she was like, if Anakin was here, the way you're fighting, I'm like, bitch, you were on the defensive the entire time.
She just disarmed one of her lightsabers.
Yeah, I'm like, bruh, if you were here, if Anakin was here, you wouldn't stand a chance. I'm like, bitch.
Yeah. But then number one, like we said, I got Palpatine versus Maul and Savage Opress as you.
Oh, yeah.
Fantastic fight. I think it's really cool to see them all fighting, but when he kills Savage, this really capitalizes on how fantastic the duelist Maul is.
That's why I say we would get to it with number one. It's just because in this fight alone, you're going off of... got to remember, Palpatine is like a master duelist.
Top of the top.
Yeah, basically
the
cream with
the
crop.
The only Jedi he thought feared that could beat him. He feared Qui-Gon for other reasons, but because of his, like, you know, a woke man.
Yeah, but big woke.
Yoda and Mace Windu were the only ones he feared, and then it's said to believe that Anakin would have beat him eventually. I actually posted this on the Instagram. Let me pull it up real quick.
I know he was like...
look, here. According to George Lucas, Yoda and Mace Windu were the only Jedi who could compete with Darth Sidious. He also said that Anakin Skywalker could have defeated Sidious if he hadn't been injured on Mustafar. So basically, Anakin had the potential to be.
Right, to be
and
better,
I'm sure
right.
Luke would have then been, too.
Yeah.
Yoda and Mace were the only ones. So that's why it comes to my where I would say Maul is one of the best duelists, because you see how strong Palpatine is, that only Yoda and Mace Windu. I mean, if we're just talking pure dueling like we are, mm-hmm. I'm sure Dooku would be coming to that conversation.
Probably,
Obi-Wan
yeah.
is mm-hmm. really good too, but Sidious is the cream of the crop, man. He's gotten all yeah. seven forms
He's
down.
He's fucking dual-wielding, being a fucking beast. Fighting Maul? Off two yes. pretty trained, powerful fucking dark side users.
Yeah. Savage is a little less, but Maul is right still. Up there. Maul is better than Dooku, so...
Right. I would say yes.
Yeah.
I would agree. I think we already agreed on this before, yeah, but Maul, I'm agreeing sure. on it. Yes.
Now Maul pulls out the darksaber. He's wielding the darksaber and half of his lightsaber.
Which is
amazing.
The coolest
he looks
fuck.
Awesome. And now he's yeah. fighting Palpatine. And when you watch the fight, you can tell Palpatine obviously is way stronger in the Force.
Right.
Maul was never really trained in the Force by him. He was more trained in lightsaber combat and to use his physical attributes.
Right.
More of an assassin. He probably would have learned more. If he had by Palpatine, he'd be insanely strong.
Right.
But Palpatine is 20 times stronger in the Force than him. Maul is a lot better now, but nowhere near the power of Sidious.
Yeah,
he's
yeah.
an ancient. He's not ancient, but he's a
I mean,
poised,
he's fucking old ass Sith who knows a lot.
yeah. So they're fighting, and you can tell Palpatine's losing in the lightsaber battle. Yeah.
Maul I will say getting, like you see him pushing back, but like Maul is definitely more of winning.
Maul has the upper hand, and yeah. Palpatine decides in his head, "I should stop fucking around because I could get caught and end up dying to this guy." That I could easily fuck up with my Force
right.
power.
And you have to think about, too, in the beginning, the whole thing was he came in and he was like, you're my rival. So, like, obviously he was threatened by them. So he didn't just come there just because. Like, realistically...
Well, they were fucking up his, like, master plan.
Oh, well,
why.
Still, it's still something that he had to go there. It's not like he sent himself, somebody else. He yeah. went there himself. He's like, you're fucking up my shit. Like, bro, you're a rival. So it's like, he knew what, I think, what Maul
he
could have
a ruckus,
became.
Man.
Right, and it's... I mean, if you think about it, at least I'm pretty sure he chose Maul in the beginning before he even knew about Vader. So he chose Maul as like, this is going to be my fucking apprentice. Like,
yes,
this is going to be
I believe
my
that
greatest fucking adversary later on.
If he trained Maul fully through, he would be an insane force to be reckoned
oh,
with.
Oh, for sure.
He would take on Yoda. He would take on, I think he'd beat Mace Windu. Anything.
Easy. Yeah, I think so.
But
yeah.
anyways, it just shows how great of a duelist he is.
Yeah.
That brings Maul into at least the top four.
I'd say so.
Being able to
yeah.
handle beat, I think he
was probably yeah. I think he was beating. It's only because Palpatine had more technique, and he knew okay that I have to get the fuck out of this. He knew how to get out of what was going on because he was getting pushed down in the beginning of the end, like lightsaber clash. He was getting pushed back, and he's like, "Oh fuck!" And then he like fucking whatever he did to fucking get out of it, and then he put it away. And he's like, "Fuck this!" And he just fucking picked up Maul, threw him around and shit. If he didn't do all of that and it was just straight on like continuing with lightsaber, I think Palpatine probably would have lost. I do think.
Yeah.
But.
Agreed. But anyways, yeah, that is our top five concluded.
I like how we said we go through fast, but it was pretty long. It's going to be a little bit of a longer episode.
Well, I was just about to say, let's just touch on the Snyder's cut. And
I mean,
then
we don't
we
know
just,
too much about it yet anyways.
Yeah, we can talk about it another time.
Yeah.
It's the voice crack.
I know, I did it earlier
Eugene
too, so.
Q. Eugene.
Bring us in with the new topic, Eugene. I love
Eugene?
It. I love it.
Eugene! No, not that
You didn't
again.
Hear
it? So basically, it came out that Scott Snyder is actually going to be able to do, Zack Snyder, excuse me, he's going to be able to do his Snyder cut, his full 4-hour version of the
movie. See, now I'm wondering, let
me get something out real quick.
Okay, go ahead.
We shit on him all the time for what he did to Batman v Superman, and yes, he deserves everything he gets for how fucked he did Batman v Superman. But I truly have no harsh feelings against
no,
him.
No, I really don't. I really don't.
I'm sure he's a great director. I'm sure he's smart. I'm sure he'd make great stuff, but he fucked Batman v Superman up a lot. And I'm sure I would do the same thing if I was a director like that. That's a lot in your hands, and maybe
yeah.
that's what you think is cool. And
plus, you have the studio
people.
Probably telling you what you need
yeah,
to do.
Yeah, it's
like
a lot of stuff. So it's just fun to poke fun at him and like Rian Johnson. Like we really
right.
don't know the full story about that. But
Kathleen Kennedy, on the other hand. No, I'm
not. Yes. That's actually why Eugene has the name Kennedy.
Oh. You had to do something of a you had
it's
to
like
a
how,
good first name like Eugene Krabs.
Well, it's
kind
of like how Luke is the son of Vader.
True,
the
true.
Evil and then the good. Anyways, but
he goes to Kathleen Kennedy. I see the good in you.
yeah, but it's gonna be 4 hours long, and they're either gonna do a 4-hour movie or like
series, right? And see, this is something that
it could be good, but. Dude, it's not going to... I don't know why you're doing this. I mean, I guess you want to kind of clear your name, but you're not fixing anything. Batman v... You're going to have to take Batman v Superman out of continuity. I think you should just take that and Justice League out and keep Man of Steel.
Yeah, I think they should, because the thing is, use Robert Pattinson. Like they said, they're not doing the continuity anyway. So if they just take that out, I'm completely fine with that. Just pretend it doesn't fucking exist.
I mean, if it's a good Justice movie, League. I'll take a good Justice League movie.
And,
I think that's
and that's the thing is that I think this could be a lot better, and the reason for it is he now has a shit ton of feedback out of what happened in the first Justice League movie.
Just cut so the whole now, opening scene with the oranges.
That was saying, if stuff. Everybody hates and enough family. Things, everything that he took, he's like, fuck, I can make it again. Why not? Everybody wants Scott's cut. He's like, or Zach cut, excuse me.
Snyder cut.
Snyder cut. I don't know what the fuck I'm saying anymore. You know, it's, he has enough criticism now to just go back and be like, fuck it, I can just change it to whatever I want now, realistically, you know? So it's a lot harder to fuck it up this time, I feel like.
Yeah.
Only because now he knows exactly what people didn't like, so he's like, fuck it. Like, even if he wasn't going to do it this way in the beginning, now he can actually just say, fuck, I'm going to do this completely different thing, which will be kind of interesting, so.
Yeah, and
it has the biggest potential.
I'm excited for it. I'm not gonna
Yeah, no, lie. I'm excited for it. Yeah, I can't lie about that. This is what they should do with fucking Rise of Skywalker. They should have a Abrams cut and just fucking
I just
release
think they
it
need
all.
To let people I'm surprised, make long movies.
Seriously, they really do. I'm surprised they didn't do that actually with the Skywalker Saga special edition that I have.
Yeah.
The collection. I'm really actually upset that they didn't release like a Abrams cut of Rise of Skywalker on there. Like, you bastards.
They should have.
They should have.
Yeah, that's exciting. I'm sure we're going to get more news on it, so we'll talk about that more.
Did you say it was like $12 million or some shit for like the budget? Some like millions for the budget. It's only going to be on HBO.
It's supposed to come out in 2021 or something. We'll get more shit on it.
Yeah, we'll get more. Yeah, I'm sure we'll get like a trailer and stuff like that.
Something I want to just announce that we're probably going to talk about next week is I want to just talk on a little bit on the Robert Pattinson Batman.
I'm done. Okay. Did we learn new? I haven't heard anything new about it.
I'm just going to look some more stuff up and come at you. So
I like it.
I think that's episode.
Yeah, that's the episode. We're a little bit of a longer episode. We're at 41 minutes.
We're good. You got everything.
Everything good. You said everything you want to say, right?
Perfect. Great. We're all good. We're all on the same page. Thank you guys for watching, everyone. We appreciate every single one of you.
We do.
Subscribe, like, comment, ring the bell,
as well.
Follow our Instagram at Half Past Chief Podcast. Rate us 5 stars on whatever platform you're listening on.
And remember, 1,000 subscribers, you'll get the nice library used Nightwing.
Signed
from us, Half Past Chief,
Night
and Eugene.
Bloodhaven.
We will sign for Eugene because obviously he's a little, he can't really do that. But we will sign for him or get somebody else too. So not the point.
Maybe we won't do that.
We probably won't do that. But maybe we will. If somebody wants it enough, 1,000 subscribers, sky's the fucking limit.
Yes. But yeah, I felt like I had something. I had another note to say.
I'm sorry. Did I cut you
off?
No,
you're completely fine. It's all right.
It's okay.
Fuck it. That's it.
That's it. And in the wise words of our...
Wait, hold on. Oh. I really feel like I had something to say.
Bring it back
now, y'all.
I feel like you're just going to forget it more now that you're dancing.
Yeah. Yeah, whatever. Thanks for listening, guys.
It's just going to be the beginning of the fucking next episode. You're going to be like, anyways.
Yeah, right. Shit. Hope you guys enjoyed this little episode. I'm sorry. I'm like totally fucking this up.
It's okay. I know there's something on the tip of your tongue. I know. I feel it. I do the same thing.
All right. Fuck this shit. In the wise words of Emperor Sheev Palpatine.
God rest his soul.
Do it!
Do it!
See you guys next episode.
Goodbye! Peace. Eugene also says do it.